Blog Talk Radio.
With the Republican side, we have Donald Trump, who's in the front runner, and whatever you may think of Donald, he's likely to be on his way to the GOP nomination. You know, the theme is that, as I told my friend, I think that the reason for this is he's a celebrity. You know, the celebrity and the controversy, the charisma. I mean, it sells. It will sell in different ways, you know, entertainment. It will sell through people buying products, but in politics, I guess, so there's still people voting for you, you know. I've seen an Arnold Schwarzenegger winning the governor of California, but he wasn't necessarily this controversial, or Ronald Reagan winning the presidency, because they were both were in the entertainment industry. And Sonny Bono ran, I think it was a representative. So having a celebrity has an advantage. than a traditional political candidate. But what I see this is just, it is how a person's the charisma as well as the controversy, and you breed it together, and a person has enough spaz, or enough attention, but truly people will come around to them because of that extreme charisma. So that's what Donald Trump has. And if you look at it in that way, usually with someone with a lot of charisma and a controversial, troubled person in one way and in another, can be a very successful winning, contest as well as elections. But I'm not going to prejudge Donald too much because Donald has executive experience and he is in the public eye. He's been in public eye for a long time, so he knows the spins in dealing with the public and so on. But don't count Rubio out. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, they may have a chance. Anything happening, Marco Rubio could actually come back and upset Donald Trump, but we don't know. It depends on who people vote for. And but I would bet on Trump winning the nomination, winning 3 out of 4 states. But that, I could be wrong. That doesn't mean that Marco Rubio won't win. So don't be surprised if Marco Rubio come back because he's an establishment Republican. Ted Cruz, he is actually an outsider, looked like Donald Trump, but he's a political figure, So that's the theme of it. Because the presidency is a very difficult job and, being in a bubble, and it requires a lot of responsibility as well as having someone with some experience politically is essential. Having someone who's an executive, have executive experience is essential. Have someone who have the clarity and frame of mind to deal with not only different groups in this country as well as people around the world, and to show that America is a very strong country, and to be the symbol of it requires a certain type of person to really make America or keep America as a great country. So my theme is that I hope that whoever you vote for, Republican or Democrat, that you really think, really think about who you're voting for, and what we need and what we don't need, and see through whatever you see, the bliss or whatever, and go for it. And who you decide, that'd be a good thing. On the Democratic side, there's another, similar situation with Bernie Sanders, because there's a lot of angry people on the Democratic side as well as the Republican side, because the income inequality has gotten worse. Yes, it has affected me, affected a lot of people. They think, they got college degrees and got little jobs, got doing this and that, and do not feel part of the American dream. I feel that in some instances with some, people in this population, maybe me, the American dream has slipped away. It's not what it used to be. I'm like, God, couldn't I made it as a rock star in the night? 10 years ago or 5 years ago? Or could I have went to college and graduated by at that time? Because, things happen for a reason, the American dream is still going on, to the extent where you can make dreams happen. You can. The door is open, but I feel that it's getting harder. Maybe it's because I'm in a big city. I don't know. But some people would disagree with me. But I'm not the only one who felt this way because I talked to other people. So there's a lot of angry people who feel that income equality, you know, the rich are getting richer, the poor are poorer, and the middle class is getting thinner. But at the same time, I do believe that there is still a chance to make a dream come true. I don't know. You know, China is caught up to America, at least in purchasing power parity. And they are on, you know, as people predicting, scientists are predicting, economists are predicting, on their way to be the number one country in the world, at least in the economic category, which I hope not. You know, America is still number one, but we're stagnant. I don't know why it had to happen at this time. You know, I don't think it's going to happen right away, but gosh, you know, we'll still be a powerful country. I hope that Americans can continue as the number one economic country in the world. And we still are, but things change and people change and societies change, and hopefully that anger feeling will be sedated and subdued with new economic vigor with the next president, whoever it may be. And I'm sure that between Bernie and Hillary, which is a very close race, and where the momentum right now is for Hillary, but Bernie is not out of it. But at the same time, we don't know, you know. So, you know, Hillary, Bernie, or Trump, I presume one of them may get the presidency, or Marco Rubio. I don't know. But whoever becomes president, I'm sure that it's the right choice that people make, and fairness to both Republican and Democrat. That's all for state of politics. 2016 elections still too early. September, October, I think we'll probably know after the debates. Around the debate time, you look at debates. I'm sure people make their final choices after the debates. Good night.